USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Reaction coming in on Capitol Hill as President Trump tweeted on Thursday that he will hit Mexico with a 5% tariff on all goods if they don't do more to stop the flow of illegal immigration. Republican Congressman from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, tells Fox News he understands what the president's doing, but also reminds us,
well, tariffs are taxes on American consumers, so I'm always concerned, but understand how President Trump is trying to use this as leverage. And Sandra, the situation is completely out of control. In just the first 8 months of this fiscal year, 400,000 individuals have crossed the border illegally and been apprehended coming in as either an unaccompanied child or as a member of a family.
After 2 weeks of severe weather in the country, historic flooding is continuing to plague parts of Oklahoma and Arkansas. Authorities in Arkansas are ordering evacuation orders for the western part of the state, claiming major flooding is imminent along the Mississippi River. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Some Democrats are continuing to insist on impeaching President Trump, but Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says not so fast, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Despite growing calls from fellow Democrats to launch impeachment proceedings against President Trump, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she thinks Trump wants to be impeached, and she's afraid that might help him in 2020. But on the overall resist Trump movement, she says,
our founders, in the darkest days of the Revolution, they said, the times have found us. Well, I think right now the times have found us. We have a defiance of the Constitution of the United States.
Saying on Jimmy Kimmel Live that as a result, it's not that impeachment's off the table, but before it's launched, the case for it would have to be ironclad. So the investigations will continue.
Warner Media, Netflix, and Disney are all saying they're going to consider halting production in Georgia over the recent fetal heartbeat abortion law that was signed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Attorney General William Barr recently sat down with CBS News legal analyst Jan Crawford and provided some insights on his thoughts as to why he believes the Trump administration was spied upon. He's also asked in that CBS interview, which aired on CBS This Morning, about using the term spying.
You've testified that you believe spying occurred.
Yes.
Into the Trump campaign.
Yes.
You've gotten some criticism for using that word.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's become a dirty word somehow. It has never been for me. I think there's nothing wrong with spying. The question is always whether it's authorized by law.
Some former intelligence chief has said the president has made that word somewhat pejorative, that they're spying, that this is a witch hunt, this is a hoax. And so your use of that word makes it seem that you're being a loyalist.
You know, it's part of the craziness of the modern day that if a president uses a word, then all of a sudden it becomes off bounds. It's a perfectly good English word. I'll continue to use it.
As far as for evidence, Barr says,
like many other people who are familiar with intelligence activities, I had a lot of questions about what was going on, and I assumed that I'd get answers when I went in, and I have not gotten answers that are at all satisfactory, and in fact have probably more questions, and that some of the facts that I've learned don't hang together with the official explanations of what happened.
What do you mean by that?
That's all I really will say. Things are just not jiving.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.